Now, I'm joined with Donna Cooney from the Green Party to talk about a number of issues. Dublin Cycling Campaign's pageant in the St Patrick's Day Parade, the climate change protests scheduled for tomorrow, new plans for Fairview Park and a cycling event involving 5,000 participants happening next June. Good morning, Donna, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. First of all, Donna, tell us all about the Dublin Cycling Campaign's pageant for St Patrick's Day. It's entitled Joyce Cycle, and what's involved in it all?
Well, we're about over now. People cycling on our bicycles, and we're wearing wearable books over workshops over the last few weeks. People have been making their favourite books by Irish writers, and they've been designing the covers. And then they've been made into wearable books that they will wear, like a backpack on your back. And we also have large books on banner, on sort of like banner books, which will have various genres. So it's about celebrating Irish writers and then the connection with cycling as well. You know, I suppose everybody would be familiar with some of the better known ones, like The Third Policeman, Flann O'Brien, Molloy, and Samuel Beckett. That, you know, but there's others like Derek Mahon's The Bicycle. There's Spoke Song, which is a play, really good play. I mean, the more I looked into this, the more I saw that there was a really big connect. And we also had a poetry competition as well. So we'll be giving out, we've got postcards being printed with the four winning poems from our poetry competition. And they're going to be given out to all the spectators, well, to the lucky spectators, because I know we'll have more than 10,000 people lining the streets. But they'll be given out. And in fact, from the junior section, we have a local girl who won one of them with for her yellow fellow. So and then we have some published better known writers as well, like Catherine Ann Cullen for Memory of My Rougher and Iggy McGovern for A Cyclist Prayer. And then we have Aoife Keddy for My Yellow Fellow and Roman O'Jolly for A Short Cycle. I could recite one of them if you like, but I don't know. Do you want me to?
Why not?
Do you have a preference? Do you have a preference?
No, go ahead. You make the choice. We're waiting.
All right. Well, I actually have to find one. Let's talk about something else while I find one, actually, because I don't know them off by heart. So I'll have to find it on my list here. So let's talk about the day and what's going to happen with it.
Yeah, the whole Joyce Cycle concept was developed by yourself, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I mean, following on from last year we had the Freedom Machine, and I don't know, I suppose that was actually shown live on RTE, and we were all dressed up with our suffragette outfits, and we had 100 women then, and we had Joanna Donnelly with us as well, and Ivana Baffage, and actually Joanna Donnelly's going to be with us this year, because now she's written her Great Irish Weather book, so that's coming alive, and the Fuchsia Macquarie that designed all the beautiful illustrations in it, and it's a best-selling now children's book in Ireland. They've brought them alive. They'll be wearing those books on their back, and with all the lovely illustrations, and so this is, you know, so following on from that, Karen Walsh got in contact with me and said, well, if I could come up with a concept around the whole parade's concept is on stories. So I said, well, I'd like to do something around Irish writers and celebrating Irish writers and their connect with the bicycle. And then, you know, had a bit of a brainstorm, and I came up with Joycicle and the logo, and, you know, they were pleased with that. And there it went from there, you know. So, so it's just then, I mean, it's never any difficulty getting the participants involved. People are trying to sign up even now, you know. So, so there's great enthusiasm. This year we're actually going to, last year we couldn't have as many children because we needed to have the 100 women, because that was the concept, you know, because we were celebrating 100 years since Votes for Women. So we did have some children, but this year, you know, we're going to have at least 60% children. So, I mean, and we're hoping then the children will actually present some of the poems. They've got, like I said, I wrote to the president to our president and said him, you could actually probably watch out for his image, because some of the children have made the president's glasses and the president's cat, you know, and done Michael D. Higgins in a thing. And being a poet himself, I'm sure he'd be delighted to get a copy of the poems. So I suppose I can't actually decide. I feel terrible deciding between which poem. So maybe I'll read... I'll read Catherine Ann Cullen's as the senior one, and then I'll read the local, our local winner as well, who was live from down at Marino. I mean, I didn't know they were all anonymous when we were looking through the judge. They were judged by, we did this in collaboration with Poetry Ireland, so we had the director of Poetry Ireland judging, and also the Dublin City Arts Officer itself was the director of the Writers' Festival, Sinead Connolly. So, you know, they were, you know, pretty, you know, capable of judging. The standard, we were well over 70 poems, and the standard was very good. So we've shortlisted 12, and we're hoping to do an actual book publication, nicely illustrated, later on. So this one is by Catherine Ann Cullen, you know, who's an avid cyclist herself, and it's after Patrick Kavanagh.
Lovely.
In memory of my rougher, every old bike I see reminds me of my rougher, saddle breasting a garden hedge or nuzzling the gutter. That wreck in Gardner Street, half sprawling in the sun, its broken backlight staring at me, it might have been the one. Then again, those wheels flat to the path in Kimmage, rims listening, sad with rust, they too unlocked your image. Every old bike I see, familiar as a lover, leans towards me to say, I am your stolen lover. So very poignant, you know. So it's after after Kavanagh, and everybody that's had their bicycle stolen, they have felt like that, you know. You're constantly looking out for your... and it's about the fact, I suppose it was love. We were using the hashtag. We launched it on Valentine's Day. So it was Love Your Bike, was the idea of it. And we're also using the hashtag Joyskull as well, without the hyphen for the hashtag. So then Aoife Kelly, and this will be great now for Dublin Northeast listeners, because it mentions a couple of places familiar to us all. And Aoife Kelly is from Marino, and I think she's 10. So, you know, so, and she recited this in Poetry Ireland in front of an audience, you know, and she was absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful. And it's called My Yellow Fellow. My bike is bright yellow with a brown leather seat and a loud silver bell, which is anything but discreet. There are so many places that my bike and I go, like down to the seafront to watch the sparkling ocean glow. And then there's a pedaling down to Fairview Park to sit beneath an old oak tree, which always makes me feel relaxed and free. Our latest adventure was out to Hope, to cruise along the bay past boat after boat. I could sit there all day listening our travels, like when my bike wheel got punctured in a big heap of gravel, or that time when we cycled to the city over the bridges, Dublin looked so pretty. My bike and I are like best friends, and I really do hope our adventures never end. Now,
absolutely.
Wasn't that lovely?
From a 10-year-old, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, yeah. Donna, you put an awful lot of work into all of these preparations, especially for St. Patrick's Day. So fair play to you. But just moving on to our next topic, because time is going to catch up on us, because we've three more topics to go through.
That brings us nicely into Fairview Park, doesn't it?
I was going to move on to actually the protest happening tomorrow.
There
are going to be more than 21 of them, all staged across the country, coinciding with school strikes for action on climate change, and thousands are expected to turn out. Tell us about the two large protests being held at lunchtime.
Yes, well, I'm heading into the one in Dublin, and there's groups of us locals here that were meeting at Cholester Dart Station and Clontarf Dart Station at either 11:15 and 11:30 to get the darts in. And then we aim to be in at 12 o'clock at Stephen's Green. And if people want to join us or just, you know, jump on the dart, get in whatever way, and everybody's meeting at 12 noon at Stephen's Green. And then we will walk up to the back of Leinster House, you know, so up Molesworth Street, you know, and then around there. So that'll be that's the plan. So if people want to get in and congregate, make their signs. It's best if the children make the signs themselves, use some old cardboard or whatever and make up a sign, because it's really their future. So these are Fridays for a future climate strike. Use the hashtag Get It Trending. And, you know, we really need to do something about this, because the government, we're still heading down the road of, like, it's almost like they've got their heads in the sand and, you know, there's nothing being done. And, you know, we have so much potential in terms of how we could actually have not like a sustainable future, but actually a better, more connected future where we have all the, where we have energy that's free to little cost, you know what I mean? And now we have people actually going against the type of carbon tax that we're suggesting bringing in would mean that the least amount you use, you would actually have end up with a dividend, you know what I mean? People could actually end up with their, and instead of us paying huge fines, which we're going to have to pay because we're going over our CO2 allocation nationally, we could actually be, you know, we could have wind energy way out at sea. We could have solar panels on every rooftop, you know, throughout the country. And then on all the industrial estates, all the warehouses and everything, all that is all, you know, prime location to have solar panels. And these needs could be community owned. So people could actually be making money
from
producing renewable energy.
Right.
And
no, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah. So I'm just saying. But yes, we're actually, you know, we're doing the opposite, and you know, we're actually going producing more CO2 emissions instead of reducing them, and we're hearing all the right words coming out of the government and the ministers, but in fact they're doing nothing. I mean, even like, I mean, everything I suppose I do is tied into this. I mean, the cycling and the advocacy for cycling, you know, we're spending minimum amount on cycling infrastructure. And that is such an easy way to turn around in terms of transport of cyclists. It's not costing any CO2 emissions. It's healthier and better. So you're cutting down on the costs of, you know, of you're preventing health issues. You're keeping children fit so that they don't have those issues as they get older, you know. So, I mean, it's a win-win situation, and yet we can't even get the proper allocation of 10% of our transport budget to cycling. So, So I suppose, you know, but then there are some positive things. I mean, we are going to get that cycle lane down in Fairview. So, I mean, but then we'd look at our this big conference coming up on biodiversity, and there'll be field trips out to. Out to Bull Island and up to Howth, and we look at our biodiversity and our I mean, we're talking about 60% of our animals are becoming extinct, and our insects, and we rely on these. I mean, if our bees become extinct, we don't survive for very long after that. You know, so it's really about, we're really at the cusp of the future of. No, so that's why it's Friday Futures. I mean, I don't want to be frightening, because, you know, you don't want to frighten people. But at the same time, I really think that, you know, if people really demand that we make the difference, that, you know, it is about, you know, getting out there and letting the politicians and the powers know that climate matters to you and our children's futures matter to us. And I would urge people to get out tomorrow. If they can't get out, at least get on their social media, share, write to their TDs and the ministers, and let them know that climate matters for their vote, because this is the most significant issue of our time, of any time, of any generation, and we owe it to our children. Our children are, you know, I suppose our children and our grandchildren, they're the most thing that. Most precious things that we have, and
absolutely
their futures that we're talking about. Yeah,
absolutely. And that leads us on to actually the new improvement plans for Fairview Park. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted with that. I mean, I've been running the Friends of Fairview Park for many years, and we go down and we do the clean-ups and everything. And I know with the whole business community down there and the residents and everything and the users of the park, we've been a long time looking for improvements to that park, and we're delighted with this now. There's going to be some lovely new tea rooms, and they're making it very much a cycling-friendly area, you know, so that people that are going on their cycling tours and families coming to the park, it'll be very much a leisure cycle now through the park. It's for slow cycling. And they're going to be putting in a sort of a greenway through the park, and then you can stop off at the lovely new tea rooms that they're building there as well. So, I mean, it really will be... something, you know, really lovely to have. And I think the other improvements that will be happening outside the park and to the general area there will make it a much more, less of something that you just, you know, you go and you pass through on your way into the city, but something that you actually will stay and sit around, because there are going to be some lovely, you know, environmental improvements there and landscaping, and they're going to be putting in a commuter cycle track onto the road space as well. So, so some lovely and some new seating areas. So it's going to be some lovely improvements, I think, in Fairview.
Okay, it all sounds great. Where will the funding be coming from, the City Council?
Well, the City Council, some of it's through the Greenway system, because they're putting the Greenway through the park. That's the same as the sort of the Greenway they're doing, you know, around the Royal Canal, the various... Greenway route, so that comes from that funding. And then for the cycleway and the environment improvements on the roadsideway, that comes from the National Roads Authority.
Okay, and when is it all expected to begin and be completed? Any idea?
Well, the plans have been presented, they've been agreed, so it's just a matter of some of the surveys have been done and they're really starting work. You know, I've seen them down there, the engineers, you know, doing all their site inspection things. So I think it's beginning now, really, you know. So
all right,
you know,
okay.
So that's, yeah.
Okay. And finally, Donna, there's a planned cycling event in Dublin for I think it's the 27th of June next. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And it's going to involve roughly 5,000.
In June, started the 24th, 25th and 26th, all those dates in June, there's a big, huge cycling conference. Which is being held in Dublin, Velo City, and it'll be down in the National Conference Centre, and people come from all around the world, from various local authorities. These would be people that are be designing, there wouldn't be just cycling advocacies and cycling groups, they would be engineers, designers, various people that build infrastructure for cycling around the world. And this is a huge major conference. And as part of that conference of Velo City, I'm actually giving a paper on the Freedom Machine, but giving an oral presentation on the 26th. And then the following day, on the 27th, there's going to be a big cycle, and all the communities are being invited to join in. So people can join in wherever they want. I know they're going to be asking Age Action Ireland, the scouting organisations, the Girl Guides, all the schools and things can join in. It'll be coming from the Customs House and up through Fairview, and then people can join anywhere along the way. I'm saying some people, they could join maybe at the Alfie Byrne Road junction with the Clontarf Road there, and then because you're completely off road at that point, you know. So from there then up to St Anne's Park. And then there's going to be a bit of a sort of festival with food and things like that for all the participants, and a bit of entertainment then in the park. So that's going to be wonderful, and up to, say, right about 5,000 cyclists. So everybody's welcome to join.
Okay, sounds great. And this cycle, though, on the 27th, it's going to be from somewhere near the docks, isn't it? Right back as far as St Anne's Park, is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, the conference is on the National Conference Centre there, so they're going to come sort of from the Customs House, because it's an iconic building, so sort of from there, and then it'll come up through the docks and then come out along the our segregated cycle route that we have along the bay there, and end up then in St Anne's Park.
And you're expecting
people will congregate.
You're expecting 5,000 participants. I mean, that's a huge number,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
How you managed to organise so many?
Well, I'm not organising all 5,000. I've been asked by Antonia Martin from Dublin City Council to, would I bring some of my Freedom Machine women in, and then I'll probably invite the Joyskill people in, and I'll do whatever I can to help bring, you know, as many people out there cycling. I'm on the Committee of Dublin Cycling Campaign, so we've been asked to help out as well. So we're just committed to getting as many people. I'll be there to help stewards and get people and take charge. But, you know, there's going to be, you know, they're going to need quite a lot of volunteers. And so it's just, you know, but once it's really, it's just people turning up on their bicycle and making sure, I suppose, that the first aid is there and everything, just in case, and that people have plenty of water. And, you know, it's a fairly safe cycle, especially if the younger children and the people that would be less capable on their bicycles, because this is really for all ages and for all abilities. So it's not just for your, you know, your very competent cyclist, but it's the whole theme of this conference is cycling for the ages. So it's not just through the ages in terms of the historical issues of cycling, but it's for all ages. So from your, you know, your little tot on your balance bike to people, you know, to, as long as you can go on a bike from 90 to 100. And we're hoping with cycling without age will actually bring their bikes out as well. So some of the our older community can get to go on it as well. In okay. some of the cycling without age rickshaws, so we're okay. hoping so they're going to facilitate everybody to get involved in this. So anybody that wants to participate,
fair play
can join
to you,
in.
Donna. It's a lot of organisation, and you're involved in so much. I have to hand it to you. Fair play to you. I sometimes wonder, have you ever got time for yourself? But Donna, we've actually run out at this stage,
right.
And I have to let you go. Sorry. So thanks again for joining us today. Good luck on St Patrick's Day,
yeah,
as well.
And look out for us on the telly on Sunday, and everybody do come into the strike tomorrow, everybody that can possibly come in, and if they can't come in, get onto social media and, you know, try and get that hashtag climate strike tweeting, you know, and get that trending, and also watch out for us on the telly on Sunday, so on our bikes on our
okay.
joyskills.
Okay, thanks again, Donna, fair play to you, all the best, take care, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Donnie, thank you very much, bye.
Cheers. Now, that was Donna Cooney from the Green Party talking about a number of local issues.